Al Jazeera has obtained an image of the bullet used to kill our colleague Shireen Abu Akleh last month. Experts say it's used in an M4 rifle, which is widely carried by the Israeli military. Shireen was shot in the head by Israeli forces while on assignment in the occupied West Bank on the 11th of May. Palestinian officials say that at least three men have been killed by Israeli forces during a raid at dawn in the occupied West Bank. The three Palestinians were shot in a car in the city of Jenin. An Israeli army spokesperson says they're looking into the incident. The life of former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is said to have been in danger when rioters stormed Capitol Hill last year. That's according to the U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the attack, which took place after Donald Trump refused to accept defeat in the 2020 election. Former aides to Pence testified on Thursday, saying he was under intense pressure from Trump not to certify Joe Biden's election win.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again. Mike Pence said no. He resisted the pressure. He knew it was illegal. He knew it was wrong. We are fortunate for Mr. Pence's courage on January 6th. Our democracy came dangerously close to catastrophe.
The heads of four European countries visiting Kyiv say they're in favor of Ukraine joining the European Union. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy and Romania met President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday in a show of solidarity. Police in Brazil are trying to identify human remains found in the Amazon, where an indigenous researcher and a British journalist went missing. Investigators say a suspect in custody has confessed to killing Bruno Pereira and Dom Phillips, as well as burying them in the rainforest. Protesters in India have set fire to trains, blocked highways and fought with police over a new military recruitment scheme. Under the changes, most young recruits will only be guaranteed military work for 4 years, and they won't be given a pension or benefits.
This Friday on The Take, we break down everything you need to know about Colombia's tight presidential race and its two very unusual candidates as they head into the runoff. Listen to Al Jazeera's The Take wherever you get your podcasts.